This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Denver ranks last among major cities when it comes to getting workers back to the office. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has the details from a new report.
Office attendance in Denver is down 48% from 2019. That's according to data provider Placer.ai, which tracks office attendance in U.S. cities. That puts Denver in last place among the 11 cities featured in a May report. San Francisco is leading cities in the short term, driven by the boom in AI. But all cities still have fewer workers in the office compared to before the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Two women were rescued from a technical climbing route known as a Via Ferrata in Telluride on Saturday night. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
The San Miguel Sheriff's Office says the women were from out of state and had never attempted a Via Ferrata before. The route includes narrow ledges and steel rungs hundreds of feet off the ground. They were unable to descend the rock wall themselves, so rescuers rappelled them down. Telluride opened Colorado's first Via Ferrata in 2006. Many more have since opened up. Experts recommend novices hire a guide, but there's still inherent risk. Last year, a guide died at the Ferrata in Idaho Springs. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado officials have euthanized another wolf after it repeatedly preyed on livestock. CPR's Sam Brash.
The wolf has been a long-running headache for ranchers in Route County and Rio Blanco County. Since last summer, state officials say it's attacked at least 22 sheep. Colorado Parks and Wildlife had tried to kill the carnivore for nearly a year. It finally succeeded in Rio Blanco County last Friday, marking the second wolf shot following livestock conflicts. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The time is now 8:06. You can find more news at cpr.org. Along the Central Front Range today, high temperatures will be near 90.